Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk, D-Reflection. I was in college and I grabbed this book one night, reading in the library, and it was on sports psychology, never heard of it before. 5 or 6 hours passed, I was still reading this book. Came home that night, and I said to my father, I said, I know what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a sports psychologist for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys, United States Olympic Committee. My dad said, what's a sports psychologist? I said, I'm not even sure. I think he told me just eat. So years later, I was presenting a paper at West Virginia University. And when I was done, these three people who heard my talk, big audience, huh, walked out. Didn't say a word. 6 months later, I walked in my office at West Virginia University, and someone said, the secretary, you just got an offer from the United States Olympic Committee. I said, I didn't know anyone from the Olympic Committee. They said, oh, yeah, there was a guy here to hear your talk when you presented that paper in April, and he was a vice president of the Olympic Committee. He offered you a job. So I went off to the Olympic Committee. Then after that, I was working for them, and I got a phone call. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And said, we'd like you to come in and start working with us, helping select draft picks. I'm working for the Pittsburgh Steelers. When I was with the Steelers, we played the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, and knew O'Donnell didn't have one of his best games, but we played well. The owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, came to the Steelers and said, what are you doing? And my name came up. Isn't that interesting how I just made that statement and had that vision, and then it's not sort of happened, it happened. There was a man named Viktor Frankl who was in the concentration camps, and he said how he got out of the concentration camps while he was still there is he would visualize himself somewhere else. And he said he would constantly visualize himself presenting on man's purpose in front of large audiences. And when he got out of the concentration camps, he spent the rest of his life presenting on man's purpose in front of large audiences. Do you ever spend time visualizing as a group, as you're now going into the playoffs? Going forward, wonderful things coming together for your team. Seeing it first. Really, to do the impossible, you have to see the invisible. I was working with the New Orleans Saints, and this rookie was reluctant to work with me, Darren Howard. And so we sat down, we did a tape. I told him to listen to the tape, and we visualized him going around, stripping the quarterback, scooping up the ball, running for a touchdown. I don't know, we just chose that. So in the game, he sacked the quarterback, stripped the ball, scooped up the ball, went for a touchdown. When you do what's called dereflection, something neat starts to happen. It starts to happen in our life quite often. It seems to come together. If you can really see it, you got a shot of achieving it. There was a man who was shot down in Vietnam. He spent 6 years in what they call the Hanoi Hilton. And to keep himself sane, he just visualized every day golfing the golf course of his hometown. He was a scratch golfer when he went in. He lost over 60 pounds. He atrophied while he was in there over all that time. After he went to Bethesda Naval Hospital, he went to his golf course and he golfed, same score, scratch. I want you to really see it. I want you to spend time dreaming and meditating and praying and seeing your every play and seeing it all happen just like that man golfing his golf course, every shot, every long stroke. I want you to see yourself playing in front of the large crowd. I want you to see yourself having the victory. And if you could see it clear enough, all of it, every single play, the championship. God came to Abraham when he was in that tent in Sodom. He said, Abraham, look north, south, east, west. I'm going to give you everything you can see. If you can really see it, you can really see it. This is Dr. Kevin Elko. on this Thursday night pep talk, please look for our series, Your Secret Season. It's an in-depth, lengthy Thursday night pep talk, and I think you're going to love it. Thanks for making us part of this season, and I'm going to have you look north, south, east, and west. I'm going to give you all that you can see.